This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that Vikasit Bharat can be achieved through a fundamental change in mindset, which is focused towards making India developed by 2047. He expressed his views while interacting with a group of eminent economists and thought leaders in preparation for the Union Budget 2025-26 at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The meeting was held on the theme, Maintaining India's Growth Momentum at a Time of Global Uncertainty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh today on the occasion of the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Khajuraho. Earlier, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath inaugurated Atal Yuva Mahakumbh and Atal Health Fair in Lucknow yesterday as part of the birth century celebration of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting on the implementation of three new criminal laws with the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the NCRB to facilitate the complete implementation of new criminal laws in the Interoperable Criminal Justice System 2.0. The Home Minister emphasized on the use of applications like e-Saksha, Nyaya Shruti, e-Sign and e-Summons in every state and union territory. On the sidelines, the Home Minister also reviewed the implementation of three new laws in Uttarakhand. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will dedicate to the nation over 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives in New Delhi today. He will also distribute registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies during a national conference of cooperatives. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed governors in five states. Governor of Mizoram, Dr. Hari Babu Kambhampati, will now be the new governor of Odisha. Former Union Minister General Vijay Kumar Singh has been appointed as governor of Mizoram. Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, who is the serving governor of Bihar, has been appointed as the governor of Kerala. He will succeed Arif Muhammad Khan, who will be the governor of Bihar. Former Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla has been appointed as governor of Manipur. Congress Party today released its second list of 26 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Assembly polls. The party has fielded Satish Luthra from Shakur Basti Assembly constituency, Dharampal Chandela from Rajouri Garden seat, Farhat Suri from Jangpura, Rajesh Lilotia from Simapuri and Vineet Yadav from Rajinder Nagar Assembly constituency. Commission for Air Quality Management CAQM Subcommittee on Graded Response Action Plan GRAP has revoked Stage 4 of revised GRAP in the entire National Capital Region with immediate effect. All actions under Stages 3, 2 and 1 of revised GRAP shall however remain invoked and be implemented, monitored and reviewed by all agencies concerned in the entire NCR to ensure that the AQI levels do not slip further to the severe and severe plus category. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted people on the eve of Christmas. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized for imbibing Jesus Christ's message of love and harmony in the lives of people. In his message, the Vice President said, "The spirit of Christmas offers a universal message of hope, compassion and solidarity." National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has taken a pilot project to provide cattle shelters along the national highways to enhance road safety and avoid animal-related accidents. Ministry of Road Transport and Highways in a statement said that this initiative aims to create a safer travel experience for commuters while ensuring care and management of stray cattle and animals found along the national highways. The International Cricket Council has announced the fixtures for the ICC Men's Champions Trophy 2025. The championship will take place from the 19th of February to the 9th of March next year. India will play its first match against Bangladesh on 20th February in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.